My Rabbi Sai. Booklet, page, Mem Dalad, Monday. Which wine, which goy, what's the din of cooked and what's the din of pasteurized? So, if we look in the booklet, we'll find some absolutely amazing things. We saw yesterday that the Chachomim forbade the wine of the goy, Mishum Banoseh. Wine leads to intermarriage, and therefore the Chachomim forbade the wine of the goy. Fine. Now we have on page Mem Vav an amazing Gemara. The Gemara starts, you see where it's grayed out, just over halfway down the page. Yayin min olam. From where do we know that wine which the goy actually poured out for Avodah Zarah is forbidden? And the Gemara learns it from a pasuk. Ashachele zochema yechelu yishtu yein nesicham. An issa deraisa for yayin nesach. We refer to the wine of the goy always as yayin nesach. Real yayin nesach is when the goy actually poured it out for Avodah Zarah. The Chachamim added to that an issa of stam yinu, regular wine of the goy. Says the Gemara, after we've established that the wine which the goy actually poured out of Avodah Zarah is for Osa, says the Gemara, three lines from the bottom. Yayin mevushal shalom. If we have cooked wine, b'yadav zikachovim, in the hands of the goy, ein tzarech choysam b'tei choysam. You don't need to worry, it doesn't need to be sealed. The goy will not forbid, will not asa wine which is mevushal. Why, says the Gemara? Imishum in suche, if you're worried that maybe it's going to be poured out for Avodah Zarah, lemen ascha, goyim don't pour out wine which has been cooked. And the same thing you see on the opposite page, in the continuation of the Gemara on page Mem Zayin, which is Avodah Zarah Daf Lamed, the Gemara says a story. Shmuel v'Avlet habayasvi. Shmuel was the great Amoira Shmuel, and Avlet was a goy. Habayasvi, we're talking, sitting, talking together. Aisula kamayu chamra mavashla. They brought wine which had already been cooked for Shmuel to drink. Avlet was an educated goy. Moshe liyode. Avlet withdrew his hand quickly in order not to touch the wine, in order that Shmuel should be able to drink the wine, that he shouldn't make the wine osa. Omale Shmuel. Shmuel says to the goy, you're not well enough educated. You know that we're not allowed to drink the wine which you've touched. Hare omru, but the chomim paskund, yayin mevushal, ein boi mishum yayin nesach. Once it's been cooked, there's no issue of yayin nesach. We're allowed to have a gnaw, we're allowed to drink wine which has been cooked. And then the continuation, in the continuation of the Gemara, Amarava, the Gemara says the same thing, ein boi mishum yayin nesach. It's a very clear decision in the Gemara that cooked wine is not subject to the dinim of stam yenam. And what interests us is the halacha. What stage of bishul renders wine into mavushal wine that is not subject to the dinim of yain mavushal, to a dinim of stam yenam? Because a minimal amount of cooking, yad seledes boy, isn't going to ruin the wine, and people are quite happy to have wine which has been cooked to that level. If the halacha is going to say that it's only called yayin mevushal if it's been cooked all the way up till the boiling point, then it loses its taste, it loses its ability to give enjoyment, and people don't want wine which has been fully cooked. So what we're looking for is halachics. Which sort of bishul is enough to render wine yayin mevushal and no problems of yayin of stam yenam? To be able to do that, we need to understand the reason for the Gemara. The Gemara says yayin mevushal isn't a problem. And the Rosh, the Rajbo, and the Rishonim ask a very simple question. Bishlam, if the reason why you're not allowed to drink yayin of the goy is because you're scared he's poured it out, l'avodah zarah, and you tell me that wine, once it's been cooked, he's not going to pour it out, l'avodah zarah, fair enough. But we know, we saw the Gemara yesterday, that the reason why wine is forbidden is Mishum B'neser, because we're scared it leads to intermarriage. You fraternize with the goy, you sit down and you schmooze and you drink with the goy, and you meet his daughter, and it leads to bad things. If so, why is there no issa on wine which has been cooked? This kasha, if you look in the booklet on page Nun, you see that the Rosh asks this kasha. on page Nun, the right-hand column where it's grayed out, three lines from the end. The Rosh asks, V'hadovar tamua. Pasha can't understand it. If the Issa of wine of the Goy is as a geder, that we shouldn't come to marry Goyish girls, just because it's being cooked, we're not worried for intermarriage. And then the Rosh answers at the last line, V'efsha, perhaps subshat in the Gemara is, V'fisha mavushal, Einoi motzui kol kach. It's unusual to have cooked wine. Umilsad loishiricha, legozer merabonon. You're right, says the Rosh. There's just as much worry of intermarriage from cooked wine and non-cooked wine. But the Chachamim make gzeiras for things which happen all the time, and they don't include in the gzeira things which are unusual. Since it's unusual for wine to be cooked, therefore it's not included in the gzeira. That's the Rosh, the way he understands the difference between yayin mavushal and not mavushal, because yayin, which has been cooked, is an unusual thing. If you look now on the opposite page, this is Uli Inyan Yayin Mavushal. This is a copy we're now going to see over here, Ritva, Ramban, and all of them in the Gemara and Avodah Zarah. Uli Inyan Yayin Mavushal, Pishuli Rabbeisai, says Ritva. The Chachamim, my teachers, didn't teach me, Kamo Shir Bishuloi. How much do you need to cook it that it should be exempt from the Issa of Stamiyin? In the name of Rav Haigon, in the name of the Goinim, Kiven shir tiach, once it's been cooked, nasa mavushal ve'em boi mishum gilui, ve'loi mishum yai nesach. Ve'hakabolah nekabel. If that's the Kabbalah, that's what the Goyim had a Kabbalah, whatever is called kiven shir tiach. But, says the Ritva, lefi masha omru b'Yerushalmi kan of sechas matrumus, the Yerushalmi says, what's called wine which has been cooked, shemam itoi mimidosai. That it's been cooked to a stage that it becomes smaller in volume. Some of the wine actually dissipates and disappears. And therefore he says nearly, shekshechosal gabe ur mimidosoi, when it's cooked to that stage that part of the wine disappears, then nasa yayin mavushal. So we have a Rosh who explains because it's unusual, and we have a Ritva says that it's got to come to a stage that part of the wine disappears. We go on and we look at the Lashon over the Shulchan Aruch on page Nun Tes, and we find the following. Yayin Mavushal, you see where it's grayed out in the Shulchan Aruch. Yayin Mavushal Shanoga by a Goy, wine which was cooked and subsequently touched by the Goy, Mutter, is not included in the Issa of Yayin. Ume Emos Einikra Mavushal. From what stage is it called Mavushal? Misha hirtiach al gabe ho'ish. How do we translate the word hirtiach? What's it? Boiling. Which means a boiling point, l'chayra. Says the shach, misha hirtiach al ho'ish, the hainu, the shach marries these two things together. The hainu she yismait mimi dosoi al yedei reticha. If it's being cooked up to such a stage that it loses part of its volume, that's the level that you need to be called Yayin Mavushal. This is the Shach, the way he learns. The Shach says very clearly, it's got to lose part of it. Reb Moshe has a very famous, I'm not sure that that's mashma like all that Rishonim, but that's the way the Shach learns. Says Reb Moshe, page Nun Dalad in our booklet over here. There's actually two tshuvas of Reb Moshe over here, but let's see what he says. On page Nun Dalad, Reb Moshe says, Hine poshut shechoyim shel kuf pei milas, 180 degrees Fahrenheit, began pochus ma'at, even less than that, hu bishul mamush, shelo nasa shuv yayin nesach. It won't become yayin nesach once it's hit 180 degrees, and he says even less, 175, because Reb Moshe holds that once it heat gets to the temperature of yad siledes boy, it's so hot that you withdraw your hand because it's so hot. That's already enough that from now on it's not included in the din of Yayin Nesach. of Stam Yenam. This is Ramosha's opinion. Why does he take such a high level of 175? That's Ramosha and other tshuvas that he's not sure what the shiur of Yad Seleres Boy is, and therefore he is machmir. When you need a low level of Yad Seleres, 110. If you need the highest level of Yad Seleres, 175. But his opinion is very clear that it's Yad Seleres. Take a look on the opposite page, Nunhei. Umidas achoyim l'inyin nischashiv yayin mavushal. What level of temperature do you need to be called yayin mavushal? Poshet shahu b'yad seledes. It's enough once it gets to yad seledes. Af shaloi maler etichos. Even though it's not bubbling. The yad seledes b'chashiv is bishul chaladim. Yad seledes is regularly, normally is called bishul, and the same goes for wine. And therefore it would seem, according to Rav Moshe, that all pasteurized wine which has hit this level and all other wine which has been cooked to this level is exempt from the dinim of Stam Yenam. You turn to the next.
Less than 180.
Well, 175 Rav Moshe holds is Yad Seledes. It's the highest level you can be choshish for Yad Seledes. If you turn the page and you see the next tshuva of Rav Moshe on page Nunvov. Nishalti mehar b'mnei adam. I was asked by many people. We're worried that the maid might touch the wine. In the United States of America, they still use Fahrenheit, so we'll work in Fahrenheit, even though the world has moved beyond this. So, Rav Moshe, you look in the next opposite page on page on Zion. And Rav Moshe says, "V'lachin mistabel aniz daiti machmashi efshish itstarel din yainef bishul yosem yad seledes." It's impossible that the din should be that you need more than yad seledes. Says Rav Moshe, "Shashir di yismayit mimidosai al yedei reticha shakaz v'ashach masim kuf chav gimel." This level, which we just saw in the shach, where the shach says it's got to be enough that part of the wine dissipates because of the heat. Even lower than Yad Seleres, we're talking at 160 or 70 degrees, something as it starts heating up, even though it's not yet Yad Seleres, Rav Moshe holds something of the wine disappears. And therefore when the Shach says mismait, the volume of the wine, he's not explaining the Shulchan Aruch to mean bubbling hot. He means even, in fact, lower than Yad Seledes. That's Rav Moshe's opinion again and again and again. If you now turn to page Samach and Samach Beis, and Ayin Beis, you find three G'dayli Olam who disagree. The Minchas Yitzchak, and a tshuva of Rabbi Yashav on page Samach Beis, and a tshuva of Rabbi Shlomo Zalman Oyebach in page Ayin Beis, and they all claim very vigorously that if the Shach says it's got to be hot enough that part of the volume disappears, he for sure means boiling point. And they add to this that the Rosh says that the reason why it's muta is because it's loy shchiach, and if all you need is less than Yad Seledes, why is that loy shchiach? Elamai, that it comes to a level that disturbs the taste of the wine, and that's the reason why it's loy shchiach. This you find in the Tshuva Minchas Yitzchak on page Samach. On Samach Beis is printed one or two Tshuvas of Rabbi Yashav, and in Ayin Beis, Rabbi Shimon Zalman. If you look on page Ayin Beis, Ayin Gimel, Ayin Dalad, you see very, very nice Tshuva of Rabbi Shimon Zalman Oyebach. And at the end of the Tshuva on page Ayin Dalad, you'll see where it's grayed out. Ulam, le'inyan maganochri. Le'inyan, what level of temperature you need if the goy touches your wine. And now Rabbi Shimon Zalman goes to explain all the reasons why he would really like to be lenient over here. And he says, number one, it's a big gekoyach if you're able to be mekel. And number two, gam kozav hashach al maga nochri, that since it's only drabonon, you can be mekel by a suffolk. And number three, afagav shaklal godlu ein lon el masher godlu chazal. He has three reasons to be mekel, Rabbi Shimon Zalman. Nevertheless, says Rav Shimon Zalman, I'm so sure that you need to be fully cooked I cannot be Mekel even though I have three reasons I would like to be Mekel. Mikol halin tama da amoran, all the reasons I've given over here, ineni yoidea, I cannot understand, eich efshala hakel velismech al pistor, how can you rely on pasteurization? Sharak memes as a chaydakim, all it does, it kills the, it kills the bacteria, lechosha kumavushal, made no change in the wine, and there's nothing missing. And he goes through all the different reasons for Yayin Mavushal. He cannot understand such a leniency. Now, we move on to a second subject, which is extremely closely related. And that is, for many of us, the question is a question of a goy touching our wife. For many of us, it's not a goy. It's a Yid who unfortunately doesn't keep Shabbos. And we need to know, number one, what is the din of a Yid who doesn't keep Shabbos with regards to his wine? And number two, more importantly, what will each one of these Paskim say with pasteurized wine or grape juice with not a goy, but a Mechal Shabbos? So if you look on page Ayin Zayin, you find the Beis Yosef, who brings down from Rabbeinu Yonah. He's actually bringing a tshuva of the Rashba, who brings from Rabbeinu Yonah. Meshumat l'avodazor, on the top line. There's a fellow who's a meshumat l'avodazor, he's a Yid. He goes from place to place. And the Beis Yosef brings down from a Rashba that the wine which is touched by this fellow is osa, just like the wine of a goy. If you look of the, by the 8th line, 10th line of the Beis Yosef, umilsa de mistabahu aval meshumad lechal shabbos v'hesya, a fellow's mechal shabbos v'hesya, oish eine mama div rabbi senuzal, who mean, this man has a dinner of apokoyris, v'yena yayin nesach, his wine is treated the same as a goy. And the makoyr of this is a tshuva zarashba, which is printed here on page Ayin Ches, this is the tshuva zarashba. Sorry? No, who are the Mechal Shabbos? We'll see as we go along. And then you keep turning, and you'll find over here, there's a big kasha which Achronim ask, that, you see the Chazon Ish asks, he says, doesn't understand this. Why is wine of a goy forbidden? Mishum b'nesem, you shouldn't come to marry his daughter. This Yid is a Yid l'chaldava, and his daughter and his sister are Yid l'chaldava. So, true, unfortunately, he's Mechal Shabbos, and unfortunately, he's a terrible person. But what's that got to do with his wine? Why should his wine get the same din as the wine of the non-Jew? So the Chazon Ish, if you look on page Paybeis, where it's grayed out, and he says, "V'omnom," you see on the 5th line in the Chazon Ish, 5th line in the grayed out area. V'omnom, says the and nobody says where he found the source in Shas for this, and we don't understand this. There's no issa of Mishum B'nisem. The same question is asked by many others as well, but the if you look back on page Reish Tes in the Tshuvas Chasam Sofer, in page Pei Aleph actually over here, you see on the second column, and the Chasam Sofer says, just halfway down the second column over here, V'hocha masha oisei yayin nesach, einim shum chasnas, it can't be the reason why a Mechal Shabbos is oseh's wine is because of marriage, ki muta l'schat b'b'noisav, you'll have to marry his daughter. V'loi mishum lesed avet zorah, there's no avet zorah, elo mishum knosa. It's a knas that the Chachomim punished a Mechal Shabbos to treat him like a goy, even though the reason doesn't apply. We want a person to know that if Chas V'Shalom he becomes a Mechal Shabbos, how we're going to treat him. We're going to treat him like a goy, even though the reasons for a goy are not really applicable to him. Sorry? It seems that maybe we're also losing out, but it is a punishment for him that he knows that this is the way we're going to treat him. Rav Moshe has a tshuva on page Pei Gimel, and Rav Moshe says, this Beis Yosef is a Beis Yosef, it's true, a Rabbein Yonah, it's true, a Rashba, it's true, but it's not brought in Shulchan Aruch. And if it's not brought in Shulchan Aruch, Rav Moshe holds that the wine of a Mechal Shabbos is not osa by strict halacha. It's a minig which has been accepted in the entire Klal Yisrael. And because it's only a minig, Rav Moshe has an interesting kuli. He says, I have normal wine, hasn't been cooked. I'm allowed to drink it. If this Mechal Shabbos touches it, I won't be allowed to drink it. Rav Moshe wants to know, if that's the case, am I allowed to give my wine to the Mechal Shabbos? He should drink it for himself. L'chayre, says Rav Moshe, as soon as he touches it, it becomes forbidden for all Yidden. So if I give it to him, I'm Ovan Lifnei L'Sidei Mishra, because I'm giving him something which he's not allowed to drink. He's like any other Yidden, not allowed to drink wine which was touched by Mechal Shabbos. Says Rav Moshe, you're right. If it would be forbidden min adin, you'd be right. You wouldn't be allowed to give it to him. But because it's not brought down in Shulchan Aruch, it's a minig which Klal Yisrael undertook. We undertook this minig with regards to us drinking the wine which the Mechal Shabbos touched. We did not undertake this minig with regard to the Mechal Shabbos himself drinking the wine which he himself touched. That's Rav Moshe on page Pei Gimel, Pei Dalet. And now comes a very beautiful tshuva in Shevet Halevi, if we can find it somewhere over here. Harav Vosner puts together these two things, and he says, if I have a shaila, where does it say, Shuvas Shevet Halevi, here we are, page Ayin Aleph, there we are. Harav Vosner, Shevet Halevi, writes like this, if I have a shaila, what's the din of pasteurized wine and a goy touching it? I'll be machmir on that shayla. If I have a shayla of a non-cooked wine on a Mechal Shabbos, I'll be machmir on that. But a Mechal Shabbos and pasteurized wine, on that the Shevet Halevi is prepared to be more lenient. If you look on page Ayin Aleph, the last paragraph, and he says over here, Ibra, halfway down, Bistam Yenom, Unegias Goy Mamash, if it's a real Goy, it's not good enough that it was somewhat heated up till Yad Seledes and it was pasteurized. If the fellow is Mechal Shabbos, there's no reason other than the Rashba to be Machmir. Today it might be more lenient, like the Binyan Tzion. Afapikane, die to, once it's been pasteurized, he's agreeable for a Mechal Shabbos to touch it. Then we move on to the next subject, which is on page Pezayan and beyond, and that is, what is the din of, unfortunately, Mechal Shabbos in today's generation, when perhaps they didn't learn, perhaps they don't understand, perhaps they haven't been educated well, and perhaps the generation is too difficult. These are the Marmakomas from page Pei Vav and onwards. Rabbi Zai, very kishmak asugya. Looking forward to the shiur later.